went back to church after he became Pope because of how welcoming he is, how accepting he is, regardless of whether you're part of the LGBTQ community or not, or whether you're a practicing Catholic or not.
Not even in my wildest imagination did I think that I would be made a cardinal.
Cardinal Pablo David was about to head off to Rome to join the conclave when I met him at his cathedral in Calaoca, north of Manila. He was a surprise appointment by Pope Francis last December, one of many more progressive clerics promoted by the late pontiff.
I'm not an archbishop. I'm a bishop of my little diocese, where majority of the people are slum dwellers, urban poor, you know. And yeah, I just thought maybe for Pope Francis it matters that we have more cardinals who are really grounded.
During the drug war launched by former President Duterte, in which thousands of alleged drug users were gunned down by police, Cardinal David says he got personal support from Pope Francis for the stand he took against the killings, which led to death threats and criminal charges against him. But he also credits the late Pope for being more open-minded than his predecessors.
It's only within the time of Pope Francis that he opened the door to sensitive issues. That's already a big deal for me. They're no longer taboo. So Pope Francis has changed the culture already.
Churches here are still well used. Catholic rituals and holy days still punctuate the lives of most Filipinos. Yet priests, especially those in poorer areas, like Father Robert Race, fret about falling attendance and the competition posed by charismatic new churches.
Gone are the days when you went to a community and 90%, 95% are Catholics. You go to my community here in the urban poor areas, the other churches are very active and aggressively active in our communities.
And the Roman Catholic Church is...
The Roman Catholic Church is rather slow and in some sectors doing very little. That's a problem of a majority church.
Pope Francis had hoped to instill renewed vigour in a church he believed had lost touch with ordinary people, with his outspoken and informal approach. The choice of his successor will reflect whether the cardinals believe his approach was working or needs to be changed.